or call if you think, whoa, this guy is actually handsome. That is handsome. Call him. Let's bet right now, you know.
How much are we staking? I bet you that the first person that's going to call will be like, Benga, you're not fine. How much?
No, if it's a guy.
I have $20, right? I have $20 here. I'll drop it.
Ada, if it's a guy, it's not going to count.
No, you can't say that. You see, we have a comment already.
No, he's a guy. He's a guy. This person is a guy.
I have $20 here. I have 1,000 shillings. So let's take.
Ada, it's a guy. All right.
Let's take.
You remember I said something?
I'm bringing out my money.
You remember I said something?
How much is $20
Wait,
right
now?
Let me.
You remember
check
I said
out.
Something? That if it's a guy, it doesn't count. Because I can't look at my fellow guy and say, this guy's fine. For
That's
what?
That's a lie. I see some ladies and I tell them, you're beautiful. It doesn't matter.
If it's a guy, it doesn't count. But if it's a lady...
Why are you being a hater?
It should count.
Why
would the guy be looking at me and say, I'm fine?
No, wait, we have a lady calling, I guess. Oh, it's a guy. Jem B. Gideon. Skype. Benga wants a girl.
Okay.
So please, if you're a lady, hit us up and tell us if Benga is fine or not. It's the chat station, by the way. 7 minutes gone past 12. You know how we keep it
Every Friday. Go on.
Yeah. We just talk about...
Guys, haters here and there. Don't call. If it's a guy, it doesn't count.
Benga, you know fine. Walai. Someone just said that.
Lady, if it's
line
a lady.
Four.
If it's a
who
lady.
Who do we have? Hello?
Who is there?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, darling?
Fine.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, is this Moyo?
Hello?
Is this Moyo?
Yes.
All right, okay. Moyo, me and you, we've chatted before.
Why are you trying to pacify her?
Am I fine or am I ugly? Please,
Moyo.
Yeah, don't bribe me. Let me see my mind.
Moyo, say the truth.
I will say the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shame the devil.
I won't lie to you. You're not fine. Let me see.
Moyo, wait to me. Moyo, get it.
Moya, thank you so much. Bless your heart.
No,
right?
Moya does not count.
You see, Jem B. Gideon just dropped the text. Well, guy, you know fine.
No, not man. No, I said
by
if
a
it's
Skype,
a guy.
By WhatsApp,
I said if it's a guy. I said if it's a guy, it doesn't count.
Why do you want people
guy,
to lie?
It
Why do you want people
if it's
to
Moya too, it doesn't count.
Oh, really?
Myself and Moya, we have unsettled business. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
If it's a guy, it doesn't count. Hello.
What if he tells you that you're fine?
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, I'm Prince calling from my job.
All right, Prince, well, talk to us.
Okay. Let me say, you are fine.
He said, like, he took a deep breath, he paused, he chuckled, and then he said, let me help this guy.
No, the new guy is a handsome guy.
Pushy Jari, thanks, man. Appreciate you. Take this. Awesome. Take it. Take
I thought you said, because he said you're fine.
But is that for you?
Me? What are you doing? Yeah.
You need Vex.
I've been calling you.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, my darling. Thank you so much. Benga, you must read that text. Now, this is something about the chat station that I really do love. I love the fact that we come here, we learn, and then we have fun. It's the Feel Good Friday with your radio girlfriend, Ada Blessing, and Benga Oreshagun. Together we're here
I'm in the eye of the storm right now.
O'clock.
I'm in the eye of the storm.
Benga, read it.
No, we
are not taking calls.
This
read
one
it.
Says, Benga is Atupayo Lastica.
Atutupoyoyo List. Stick up.
Anyway, this one says Benga fine. This one said Benga fine from DG. Thank you.
But now Idumusa Akon.
Oh my god.
It's not that I wish you were fine.
No, go on my the thing is, go on my Instagram.
Someone said Benga makeup cannot save you. So even if you want to be risky,
no.
Or you want to be brownish.
No.
Gay.
The thing is, if they can just the Instagram is @official_Zuma.
Stop
official.
Selling yourself.
Just go there and see if
Benga
you don't like
fine.
What you see. Hey guys, that means I'm fine.
If I, we.
I'm fine.
So when you walk up to a girl, you tell her, "Ah, babe, you're fine.
Babe, I'm fine. Call me fine." See the rhymes, innit?
Please, hold on. Anyway, thank you very much for being part of the show. Ada Blessing is my name. On Instagram, at Ada Blessy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. And on Twitter, at Ada_Blessy, A-D-A_B-L-E-Z-Y. Officially, we are Nigerian Foot FM Lagos. Thank you very much for being part of Life and Dangerous. Even if I was not there from the beginning, trust me, when I got in, I had fun. And all thanks to Benga and to you as well. I really do appreciate. With 12 minutes gone past 12, I welcome you to the chat station right about now. It is a soul therapy segment and it's Friday. Feel good Friday. How do you feel? I feel good. I feel good. By the way, I pulled the stones earlier on my colleagues. If you are not following me, see, they are still dropping comments on Benga. Someone is just commenting.
I don't have
headship.
A bald head. I don't, is it bald?
Not yet, but close.
No, it's not bald. I think I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have a bald.
It's close,
head.
It's coming. Relax.
No, it's not. You can't.
Relax.
You can't.
Anyway, I pulled a stunt earlier on my work colleagues, and you have to check out the video on my page at Adablezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. And see, if you don't hear my voice again on the radio, I am sorry, but I caused it. Nami Juan. I caused it. I am sorry. My apologies. Sheriff was not around at the time. He escaped, but it's all good.
I would have loved to see Sheriff, sir.
No, you people are not setting me up again. So when he sees me with my phone, he will just cover his face. No, I'm not doing that. So I pulled a stunt on my boss.
Oh, your bosses.
Femi Obon Daniels. When I was doing that, I was praying in my heart. I was like, please, though, you should understand that it's a joke. Oh, it's content. Oh. I'm not ready to lose my job. But yeah, I did. On Joyce, Bangory, Matwell, Onwara,
Yvonne.
Ufoma. Ufoma was just the height of it. Husband material. Go check out the video on my page. Trust me, it's hilarious. And you know, I tried using it on myself, but it didn't work. I was just so pretty for that filter to work on me.
Ada, oh yeah, do that filter now.
Come on,
Ada,
we are work. We can't be pressing phone without talking.
No.
We can't be pressing phone without talking. No. It's not.
Do that filter.
It's not right.
Ada,
it's
unethical. Let me even download it.
It's
right
unethical.
Let me
Benga, drop
it.
Your phone
no,
while
I need,
talking.
I need to
you can only pick your phone during the music break. You can't press your phone while we're talking. Please be professional. It's not like I can't do it now, no. But I'm talking and I can't press my phone. I'm sorry. So yeah, I tried using it on myself. Oh, Ada, what's Instagram ID? Let me tell you. So you go see Benga's real face. It's at Ada Blessy. I'll gladly tell everyone that cares to listen. Ada Blessy, A-D-A. I'll take my time. B-L-E-Z-Y. Check out the video. See Benga's face. This man is always reading news. Vaccine saves life. I am Benga Arashek. Gotta see his real face. All the pictures that he puts up on his page, he uses filter.
No.
He edits them.
No.
See his actual face. You see your favorite on my page.
Is
I don't know why they were all crying. Oh, I was too hot and cute. They just looked at me like, oh, this girl is so beautiful. I mean, I was the only one that the filter did not work on. That's all you.
Okay. Corruption. Corruption.
But trust me, I had fun yesterday. And today being Friday, I am optimistic of the fact that it's going to be a mind-blowing weekend. All right. Okay, like I did say, it is the Feel Good Friday where we play just my jack tunes and we keep it simple on the show. So tonight I want us to talk about past, so to say. Yeah, let's throw it back a bit. Interestingly, some of us, most of us, are adults. I'm not saying that young people don't listen to the chat station, they do, but most of us here, because I say this is one big family, we're adults. And most of us as well, we have something doing. We have what's feeding us, feeding our family and keeping us busy, right? And some of us are doing the things that we actually do enjoy doing, and some were doing the things that we wanted to do even while we were kids. Now as adults, we're doing those things and we're having fun. But some people are doing the things that, oh okay, I really don't like this, but what's a man go do? Mika, I just survived. Do you understand?
Mika, survived.
Yeah, so some people are in that WhatsApp group. So tonight on the show, we're throwing it all back and we're asking, what was your childhood ambition? What did you study? And what is your current job? Some people studied mechanical engineering. Mm. Today,
they're makeup artists.
Do you understand? No disrespect to any occupation. No disrespect whatsoever. But we just want to talk about life.
I know someone, petroleum engineering.
Yeah.
And she sells wigs.
Oh, okay. I mean, she might be making loads of money out there. You can never tell.
Sometimes it gets so bad that you'd be like, why did I waste all of that? You know. It's sad. I don't know, it is sad. Okay.
Can you imagine?
Everyone is angry. I'm angry too. Okay. I'm not going to shield myself because, I'm in the studio and I don't feel the brunt of what is going on out there.
Yeah.
Of course I do. Of course. Oh. Imagine this person actually studied, there was a video I saw. She studied, this guy studied, I think, maths and stats.
Okay.
And what did
you
know? And I saw him carrying sacks of, I think maybe flour.
Oh, wow.
No, it's sad. It's sad. And I know someone who studied petroleum engineering.
Hmm.
And she does nails.
Oh, wow.
Nails.
Oh, wow. Anyway, we're having a conversation and more on the show when we return. Remember, we were asking, what was your childhood ambition? What did you study in school? And what is your current job? Feel free to be part of the show. Utilize the WhatsApp number. Drop your messages. When we get back, we'll be taking all of them. The WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-597-5805. And the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, the number is 014-657-190. Okay? During Life and Dangerous, Benga and I talked about dear country, Nigeria. And I just want to tell you, see, even those of you planning on leaving us here, you want to jackpot, see, anywhere you go to, shall not forget your area. No forget your area. Talking about how to listen to area, it is a song by Sound Sultan. Miss Gentle, so rest in peace. Okay, good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend who is not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I have my unofficial radio boyfriend here.
Yeah, my official ex-girlfriend.
I am nobody's ex. I am nobody's.
So have you decided you're coming to the island with me?
Have I what?
Have you decided? Are you coming to the mainland with me?
No, I'm not.
Come, okay. I won't beg you to come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm not coming.
Okay.
Okay, what's there?
It'll hurt you if you don't come.
What is stuff for me? Oh, you think? Okay. I promised to be keeping secret, so I'm not going to say that.
What are you saying?
Why are you hitting me?
What are you saying?
I promise to be keeping secret. Like, I'm a changed person. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my days.
Anyway, I want us to talk about what we do presently.
Well,
what was your childhood ambition? What did you study? And what is your current job?
Okay, let me go first.
Yes, please.
My parents wanted me to be
a doctor.
No, a lawyer. Growing up, I loved arguing.
You still do.
I enjoy arguing.
You still do.
All right, so they felt like, whoa, this boy will be a lawyer. No, I knew that. To be a lawyer, it takes a whole lot.
How did you know that then?
Wide, you know, that kind of thing. So I wasn't interested. Deep down, I've always wanted to be a broadcaster.
At what age did you feel like, oh, okay, I think I should be in the media space?
The media. I think I was in primary school, maybe primary two or three.
You're so young.
You know, then I was always watching. My dad always forces us to watch the network news.
Mm.
All right, and I kind of admired the way they did that stuff. All right, 9 o'clock news. Then I admired it. All right, and my late grandma, God rest her soul.
Okay.
Back then, she'll call me when everyone is playing football. She'll call me up and say, "Benga, come sit down, come and read newspapers for me." And she made me interested in it. And I said, "Well, up, when I get to this age, this is what I'm gonna be." And I made sure that I studied. God helped me. Studied mass communications. All right, I never thought I was gonna go for any other course. When I got to SS1, I wanted art class because I knew that with that one, I could get to study mass comm. And studied mass comm, and to God be the glory, voila, here I am.
Amazing yes. story.
How about you?
Whoops. Okay. I've been pretty confused, yeah? So I think in primary school, I wanted to be a nurse. Why are you laughing? But then growing up...
Not speedy.
What's your problem? Then I realized that, okay...
No, you won't look fine in that.
This thing called math is so not my thing. No, I can't deal. And then I started saying, okay, I think I'm going to be a pilot. That went on for a while, trust me.
I dodged the bullet.
It went on for a while.
Don't you think we all dodged the bullet?
How? For me to be playing you guys, right?
Like, we all dodged the bullet.
Come
like.
On, I would have been a professional. Like,
incoming passengers, here's your flight land. How do they always say that thing? You know, most times when the pilots
are saying... If you want to sound like them, just cover your nostrils and talk now.
Yeah, I don't even hear what they're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Cover your nostrils and talk.
I'm flying. I'm turning the airline. My name is Adel Blazin. Just hearing that Adel Blazin. Oh, God. Jesus, help me.
You are not serious.
Nah, Abuja is where they go.
You are not serious.
Me for real.
Wow, really?
No. Just anyway, we dodged the bullet, like.
That changed.
Thank God.
That changed as well. And I got to secondary school. I started feeling like I was going to be a lawyer. First, I loved the concept of white and black. Like, hey, okay. Looks nice and all of that. And my dad as well. He wanted me to be a lawyer.
Okay, just because of the outfit.
But my dad, not. Personally, I wanted to be a lawyer because of the outfit, but my dad, okay, I think you should. I don't know what his reasons were, but I'm grateful that didn't happen. And forgetting the fact that he was always giving me newspapers to read for him and stuff, and I started developing interest without knowing. And I think in my SS 102, there was this cult member then, Copper Sam. He was a geography teacher. I wasn't his student, but he just took interest. Yeah,
Copper took interest in a young, innocent lady. Copper.
Like, no. Come on. How old was I then?
Copper John.
It's like, Aja, what do you want to do after school? I said, lawyer. Like, nah.
What class then?
I think this is one. Second or third term.
Ah, copper. I don't trust the copper.
What's your problem? It's like, no, I think you should try mass communication.
And you know, you have this innocent look.
I am innocent. Oh, I don't copper. Just have the look I am.
Come on, oh, copper meow. Copper meow. You're like, you will be a lawyer.
Can I get your mic off the glasses? Please. Oh, well, he started talking me into mass communication. He was like, I love how you read in class. I love how confident you are. I think you should try this. Trust me, it's going to work. If you don't want to, let me be the first person to get you a JAM form. So if you try JAM and you don't get it, then you can do what you want to do. And then I think jam form was about 3,500 or 4,000 or thereabouts. He now gave me 10,000 naira. And I took it to my parents. I gave them the money. And I think my parents invited him over. They thanked him. And he had a word with them. I was like, I think your daughter should do mass communication. I think she's good and all that. And okay. Somehow, I gave it a thought. Took a while though. And I said, okay, fine. I was going to try that. Wrote my jam the first time getting admission. I was like, okay, I think this is the Lord talking to me. And then I got into school. Started it. And so far, so good. Kuni Baje. Yeah. I am here. Anyway, over to you. Tell us about yourself. Growing up. I mean, we've all had the dream of being a doctor, being a nurse, being a lawyer. But how come I've not met a child that say, oh, I want to be a police officer?
No, there's some.
For real? I haven't heard.
Maybe for the wrong reasons.
What about pastor? What about teacher?
Yeah, I know some. I know someone who said, I've always wanted to be a teacher. All right. But, you know, there are some professions where I say, okay, I want to be like a carpenter. I want to be a mechanic. I want to be... But I think everyone has preferences. Everyone always has a reason. All right. And there are some who say that I don't want to go to school. I want to be an agbero.
Come on, I don't think this was yet. They know what I said at the time.
Who told you? Because even agberos are making mad money right now. No, I kid you not. They're making money. And so they're making money more than a graduate earns. So would you blame them? Really, I don't know what they're doing. You know. Some are making money more than a graduate. So, but still, I think as parents, we should always try to notice what our children are doing. Take note of some tiny, tiny things that you find them doing. My mom would tell me that I used to hold her perfume and I'll be using it like I'm using the microphone.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So they always stopped me because it felt like I was just talking alone. Without talking to anybody, I'll just sit down, just be talking alone.
Maybe you wanted to be a musician.
And hold, just talking, not singing. Because they said my voice was deep when I was a child, so my voice was really ugly. Like, you know. So they said that they used to smack me, like, Binga, stop talking alone, you know, that kind of thing. But when she said that, I just felt like, whoa, that is radio. You know. But they used to stop me, like, stop it. Like, that's wrong. Because they thought maybe I was going cuckoo.
You were.
Yeah. You know, they thought I was going cuckoo, you know. But. So if you see a child, maybe... Well, I don't know. Maybe I should say, you see, maybe trying to unscrew sockets. Be careful. Maybe come on, be an engineer, you know. But just, you know, hold it. If you see a child, maybe all he just wants to be in the kitchen with you. He just wants to cook. He just wants to, you know, things we children used to do then.
Yeah.
They would just have
small... I think we all did it. Doesn't mean we'll... Like, I was...
No, not the daddy and mommy.
No, I was cooking a lot. I used to steal stuff from my mother's kitchen, like rice. Still, you know, kids, they'll use sand to cook those things.
Yes.
I was using actual food. You know, this big size of...
I'm sure they must have beat the living deal here.
Yeah, when they caught me.
Yeah, I did.
I used to steal, like, good amount of stuff. We'll cook actual meal and eat as kids.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll steal rice, steal beans, steal pepper, steal dry fish, everything.
No, don't call it steal.
I was hiding to do that.
No,
I put it inside my shorts and then...
I think African parents are the ones making it look like stealing.
But come on, I was stealing those things.
It's your mommy's
Now, do
stuff.
I like cooking? No. But then... Then, my mom was always beating me because I'll return home and I'll be smelling smoke.
Anyway, talk about cooking. Are you cooking this weekend?
No, I am not. Okay, let's get back to the topic. 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk. Tell us about you. What are you doing right now? Growing up, what did you say you wanted to be? What was your dream job? Let's talk. I don't want to cook, Benga. Leave me alone.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking to Oluwa Darling.
Oluwa Darling, how are you?
I'm not fine, Joe.
You're not fine?
I'm fine, Joe.
What's
somebody
wrong?
Provoked me.
Who provoked you?
What happened?
My madam girl.
Hey, yeah. What did she do?
She let my pet die now.
She did what?
She allowed my pet to die.
She allowed what?
Pet, my pet to die.
Your sex.
Pet.
Your pet.
Dog.
Your dog, yes. to die.
Oh
dear.
I am so sorry. How? She wasn't feeding your pet?
No, that the dog is sick. So I'm not like, okay, I called the veterinary. And that day, actually, I don't blame her much because he was on morning duty. So she couldn't wait for the guy to come and attend because she said she'll be resuming work by 8 and she left her by 6 o'clock. I beg her to wait, nothing will happen.
Oh dear, I am so sorry.
Maybe person don't marry nobody. Tell me they know anything about love. They don't. Baba, me tell me. Oh, now 50k and I 3 years old.
I am sorry.
Tell me. 50k and I 3 years old.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Before I promise to come to Lagos, now because of that, you are not coming.
Is it that serious? No, it's not her fault.
We thought you would pick money now on the floor. Money is very expensive now to get.
Aside the money, I understand the bond, the connection. I've had a pet before. I know what it feels like. I am so sorry. That's your wife you're talking about. Please don't say that.
Don't
sound that way.
She
had work to attend to. Okay, on her behalf. On her behalf, I apologize.
Where is the work now?
Which one is? Where is the work? She went to work now. You just said that she left the house by 6.
Okay, her own work is better than my own. Me.
You can't say that now. Wait, is she not working for someone?
She's working for someone now.
Exactly. Imagine you as a boss and you don't like pets. Let's say you hate dogs so much and one of your staff members coming to work like 3 hours later and you're like, why are you late? Sorry, I had to take care of my husband's dog. Would you take that stuff off your seat? Sometimes just see things from other people's lenses. I'm sorry, I know what it feels like to lose a pet, but be considerate now. It's not her fault.
This issue, I will not leave it.
No, you have to.
No, I will not leave this issue.
You have to. Please, take it easy, my dear. Okay.
It should be July.
Please, my dear. Let's get to the topic. Please, don't
let's
be that mad.
The topic,
yeah.
Before I carry on for my own.
No, talk that thing. Beginning. Your wife, no be person. Now your wife.
The thing is like, when I was in primary school, I went to Command Secondary School. Command Primary School. Are you getting me? So my parent, as my father is a soldier now, my father wanted to be soldier war. At that time. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So getting to secondary school, I went to Command Secondary School too, if I don't. I don't feel like military too. So along the line, God did not allow me to go there. I went to university, I went to Federal University of Technology for the architecture.
Okay.
I went to there. I applied for I did down everything. The first example to say is they give me just whether an industrial technology or industrial design.
Okay.
I refuse.
You don't even know anything they give you. You just shall collect.
Boy, I know you remember. I dumped that one. Don't go by the media from my thing. This thing actually because I planned to be architecture. But you know what? They can't give me math and statistics. But now they make a no good day for us. You know that.
I feel you.
No, I call them math and statistics. I do math and statistics. But when I was feeling that. Yes, I'm not changing my mind. I want to do politics.
Politics?
Yes, because I'm one of the great aluta in my school.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I do aluta very well. I do election very well, campaign. But along the line, I'm going to see now, as old man can't die, I'm going to see, you don't want that to do politics, though. Because of that, I don't feel like so. Moving on the daytime, yeah, they'll be calling me, do something like this, my phone 247. My people come to my school, they don't go for our politics. Sometimes I want to know how those men.
So right now, what do they do?
Now I work with NEMA agency in the airport. You know NEMA?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I work now.
Oh, okay. And you're enjoying it, right?
Perfectly okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Perfectly okay.
Okay.
That is it.
Amazing stuff.
Everybody in the family.
Thank you so much. And take it easy, all right?
Bye. Let's see, maybe next week. I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you what you can help me on this.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
God bless us.
All right.
Very hard now. Very hard.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well.
What's your name?
Jerry Sigel.
Welcome. Talk to us, please.
Actually,
hello, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, actually, I didn't.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, we can. Just place the mouthpiece of the phone close to your mouth.
Very close.
Okay, now go ahead.
Actually, I didn't go to university, like I said.
Okay.
And actually, my ambition was to be an engineer, and so I, but as I'm talking to you now, I turned out to be a chef.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Oh, nice. That's pretty much impressive. Thank you very much for sharing. Okay, hello. Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy. I'm good.
Okay, good to know. What's your name?
Godwin.
Godwin?
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. I have an accident last week. I survived. People died from my motor, but I survived it.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry about that.
Thank God, I'm celebrating it.
So sorry, my dear.
Yes. But just see where a dog dies, may go burial and go to burial. If he died, they will do burial. So make him not go die because of dog.
Abi,
that's why I call you.
It's okay.
Tell me a college and may go do burial for the dog.
Yeah, if you get money, go do one now.
Yeah, may do burial for him. I'm not supposed to. If my wife can't die, what you will come do? Now dog dies, business. Maybe your wife dies. I may lock up.
Okay. Good night. All right. But some people, they don't see pets as just pets, or they see pets as, you know, their kids. And I think I have that thing for plants. I have a plant that I love as a human. So that you don't feel a certain way over something or over things does not mean you should, you know, talk less of those things, especially when it has to do with other people. Be considerate.
Good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Ada.
Yes, please.
Long time.
Long time. Oh, DJ Constance.
Yes.
How are you doing now?
I'm fine. I'm trying to be fine.
Welcome. What thing did you?
See?
What's going on?
Well, I've been fighting a battle from February up now.
Okay.
A strong battle, but I think I'm gradually walking out of it. It will be okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just take it easy, okay?
Yeah, you know, my bag and my piano were folded away from me when Lucky Fit won.
Okay.
And, well, this is fine. Don't know that story. I got away. But let me get to the topic. When I was growing up, as early as a GSS one, in my country, we say 7th grade, yeah.
Okay.
I thought of being a parrot.
You thought of being a parrot?
Parrot.
Like the animal.
Parrot, the person who fly the plane.
Oh, pilot. Okay.
Yes.
Hello, they're in parrot.
Okay, pilot. So, we are three birds. So, one thought of being an engineer, he's an engineer, and one decided to bring our father, follow our father's step. But me wanted to be just to fly a plane. But why growing up, got to GSS 3, I went blind. So after I went blind, and my father said to me, look, there's nothing you can do, you just stay with us, we'll support you, give you everything. And I said, even to your grave, I have to go back to learn something. So I went in, I went back to school, graduated from secondary school, went into broadcasting.
Okay.
Again, when I got to the final year of broadcasting, the war broke up.
Oh, wow.
So I came to Nigeria. I couldn't enroll into MS school for broadcasting, so I then jumped into music.
Okay.
I started learning how to play the instrument, you know, specializing in piano, and then I started singing. So, you know, I did, when I went back home sometime in 2009, I also took, for that 1 year I stayed, I served at a radio station, Kiss FM then. Then I walk, but right now I'm still into music because there's no work for me in the broadcasting. So I'm in the music full time until maybe at the day I go back home.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my take.
All right, dear. Thank you so much for sharing. He's here.
Yeah. Good morning.
He's just listening.
Yeah. Good morning.
Okay, how are you today? I've been following you guys all these days, but you know, when my bag got lost, and I and my food, everything got lost, my SIM card, everything lost.
Oh,
to get a new thing, it was a war. Somebody got to do their giving the thing. You got to travel out of the country. This is what I'm using now. I'm still fighting to get back my thing. It's not an easy thing.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But I've been monitoring all your programs through the night.
Oh, thank you.
All the night, yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I thought it would be.
Yeah. She's good. She just had to quickly step out a bit.
Okay. All right.
She'll be back now.
I'm still with you guys.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, then. All right, still picking up more calls. Okay. Who is there? Hello?
Well, that's
G4. Good morning.
The Zoom Alok.
Good morning.
Where's Adam on?
Drop calls. Ada just stepped out for a bit. We should be back right now. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Moyo.
Dengu.
Ah, Moyo. Moyo, you did me bad. Moyo.
Sorry, yeah.
Moyo, can you move your friend?
I'm very
focused.
I don't like.
Yeah, I know.
Like.
Yeah, I know.
That's my padding now. That's
all right, so where you talk to me?
Okay. Over that blessing.
Yeah, she just stepped down. Okay.
Okay. When I was in secondary school.
Okay.
I like sports a lot.
You love to talk a lot.
I like sports a lot.
Sports, okay. What kind of sports? Athletics?
Football.
Football, really?
Yeah. Even my secondary school, I was in sports team.
Oh, you made the school team?
Yeah.
What position were you playing?
Hello?
What position were you playing?
I used to score. I scored at 9.
Oh, you're a top 9?
Yes.
Like Droga, Adebayo.
I was about to get admission. My parents don't call me.
Okay.
I went to South Tech. I did pedigree.
Okay.
From pedigree, I was waiting that maybe jump. But along the line, so my friend, she's in Trinidad. I'm excited. Faculty of Agri.
Okay.
There's a diploma in Lautech.
Okay.
And I'm putting for Lautech. I'm putting for diploma that I went to. I studied computer science.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to do. Even with my life.
Okay.
I don't have passion for it. Now, I want to go for because I want to be a sports pundit.
Oh, you want to be a sports pundit?
Yes.
Oh, that's so, nice.
Okay. So that's not my calling.
Oh,
no lie.
Still football.
What I'm doing presently now. I'm into many things.
Bogbolowo.
I'm into interior decoration.
Okay.
Oh, okay, nice.
I'm into vehicle license, which I'm a roadworthiness. Presently now. Hello?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
And I'm into maybe like kitchen. Because I went for kitchen. I went to kitchen school for a while. I don't stay at home. So everything. I'm
so you, most so you're like a handy girl.
Yes. Even when I want to do passport, I'm into passport.
Leave that one for immigration.
Moya, please.
No, you don't understand. Like an agent.
Okay, as an agent. Oh. Okay.
Yes, so
okay.
I want to do passport.
Okay.
I'm into it. You understand? So that is the thing. Every time we ask, Moyo, I'm a ninja by you. Even this, we don't understand. Anything you want to do, I'm ready.
Moyo Ozla.
And everything that I own now. You
okay.
Can, you have to make money. That money, you make.
It's all right, Moyo.
I'm going for stop on the first. So I'm going for that course. That's what I want to do. That's
okay.
My line. But I love putting it up.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Moya is doing a lot of things. So much money.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, so let me briefly say my own bar.
What's your name?
Okay, I'm Meche.
Meche?
Yes. So let me briefly say my first of all, I would say rest in peace to Sal Sultan.
Yeah.
You guys play the song, no matter where you did, not forget the area. And
yeah.
It made me throw back to my childhood thing growing up.
Mm.
So I grew up in a university setting, Cape Danosa area, UNN. I grew up there, and that place was within the senior staff quarters, and we had serious people. And then my parents were kind of being competitive, like during the whole competition of raising, like, you know, if you come to a family, you see barrister.
Oh.
Doctor. Like, those ones are...
I know such parents.
Yeah?
I know such parents.
Exactly. Those ones that these are the professional courses. They went to do their masters and do their PhD just to get that name tag, doctor or barrister, something like that. So, you know, me... In my family, they say that I'm the most confused one here. Because we didn't actually get that good childhood background. Because every day, I would be like, go and read your book. Even when children are going out, going for outing, traveling, we are inside the house, reading. Then finally, they bought a desktop computer.
Oh, wow.
And then I stay using the desktop computer without anyone teaching me. In fact, I taught my mother is a professor, but I taught her how to use the desktop computer.
Really?
Yeah.
So
they are saying,
how did
engineer.
You know how to use it?
But then I love wearing white, I love wearing corporate then growing up. And
okay.
If you ask them, people after they are calling me medical doctor. But in the house they call me an engineer. Oh. You know, I don't know what those ones meant to them. I enter secondary school. And me, I personally don't like stress. And they say that science class, you do further math, you do geography, you do this one. I said I want to be an art student. My parents didn't allow that. They ended up getting a social science class.
Oh, wow.
I fell in love with economics.
Okay.
Yeah. I smashed economics very well. Like, I did get it to A1 every time in my secondary school year.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I want to now study economics at the university. My mom especially called me and sat me down and said, you study economics, what do you want to use economics for? You have to study engineering. You have to study medicine. Choose one of they brought out those project courses for me to choose. Then, on the other side, I was also into music. I play high life well. So I was like, okay, let me go study music now. Since once I start studying music, I will now be independent and I'm getting my own money.
Did that fly?
People that study music, check their life. They're not useful. Besides calling names of people that study music, check their life. They're not useful. You can even study engineering and still do music. All this encouragement. And then I was like, okay, I lost my first jam. I failed. My maths was very poor. In fact, the only thing I got up to more than 60 was English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my math was bad. My English, my math physics was bad. Chemistry was even worse. Then they sent me to pre-science in Baoku. Another side. I went to pre-science. My first option was engineering. Second option was geology.
Okay.
And the geology there was that the professor there promised my dad that if I didn't get engineering, I can get geology, then my year two, they would transform me to engineering. I said, okay, no, Allah. Me, I don't like stress. I went to pre-science. I say flopped. My math was 4/50. And then I finally got admission to another university, engineering. And then I first started engineering. Somewhere my third level, I started up business. I put a bed in a shop in school. And
are you serious?
But to call you long story short, I finished engineering. I'm not answering engineering, but the truth is that I'm not practicing engineering. I'm fully into I'm practicing, but I'm fully into programming. Python, okay.
Python. Mm.
Yeah, and I'm fully into business. I'm not practicing the electrical engineering I studied. I think I packed that up. Though I served at EKEDC, but
okay.
I'm not practicing that at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So in case you're there and you're yet to, you know, go to school with the whole strike situation, and your parents are telling you, you have to study this and study that, you've heard from him. At the end of the day, follow your heart. So sorry about that. Call back if that was you, 0700-993-993-993. Ada, you stole food growing up. You probably would end being a politician. What do you mean? Like what? Are you trying to say our politicians are thieves? No, now. How about? And hey, I was a child. I don't do that no more. Hello? Hello?
Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah. What's your name?
Friday calling.
Okay, Friday.
Yes, me, when I was in school, I decided to be an art student.
Okay.
But when I finished my secondary school, I decided to be a sportsman. I'm not a full coach.
Hello?
Yes. I said when I finished my secondary school, and I decided to be a sportsman.
Oh.
Yes, I'm now a full coach.
A full coach?
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
That's impressive. How is it going?
Fine.
Do you have, like, what's it called? A team? Like,
sorry?
Do you have, like, a club?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Here in Lagos?
Yes.
Cool.
Not like in tennis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have academy.
That's amazing.
So bring up children.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you so much.
I use it for living, to take care of my family,
and
my wife.
Wait, it foots your bill?
Yeah, thank you.
That's cool. Well done. I wish I was into sports. I'll probably say, okay, I'll pay you a visit, but that is lazy. Thank you.
You can come. No problem.
I'm too lazy. All right, my dear. Thank you. But I have a change of heart, maybe. But now, I just want to eat a bar, relax. Can't stress myself. Hello?
Hello, Hada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Oluwaseun.
Oluwaseun, welcome. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Ikotun.
Ikotun. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my car somehow. When I was young, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was young,
yeah,
I was very, very trickish and I'm not a smart people. You understand?
You know how to what?
Hello? I know how to outsmart people when it comes to gaming or trick or bed. You know, that kind of kid now. So I was like that.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my parents thought, or maybe my parents thought I was very, very intelligent, because if anything happens between me and my friends, I'm out to ask my dad and do this. Sometimes I go and play gamble. I tell them gamble, I will come up with money. So they think I was very, very intelligent. So they say, oh, my, my doctor. That this guy will become doctor. Okay, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I took jam and made it. My first year, my first year, it was the hell in university.
Are you serious?
And it was, I couldn't, even my brain was just, working, I didn't even get it. So,
wow.
There was one particular lecture, and I was like, you die like this, boy, no, it's not good. So that lecturer was so against me. Like, he said I can't study doctor. So then I was just like, you know, they changed my course. That was how I got angry and I left UI. I came back to Lagos. My parents did not know. So I started working in a factory, lying to them that I am in university.
You lied to them that you were where?
Then I'm still in university and I'm in Lagos working in the factory.
So you dropped out of school or what?
I dropped out of school.
That's serious.
So meanwhile, during that process, and I could way back when I was in secondary school, that was around 2004.
Okay.
And I have my way with computers. I was very, very good at it. So and I went back. Because I didn't want to just become a nobody. My parents, I want to make them proud. So I started checking, and that was around 2010, what I can do online, what can make me fortunately, I started trading Forex. For like four years, Forex was just Forex in my life.
Wow.
Picking all my fashion money, you understand? For 4 years, no serious, nothing. I didn't give up. I started. So 6 years later, things started changing. Let me just cut it. So as of 2019, and I meet up with my old friend in university. That is a doctor. We just met somewhere around those places normally buy stuff. Don't let me give them cheap. Let me just mention them. Normally buy stuff like that. So we met there and we talk and it was like, wow, I saw my car. I was so happy. It was like, how do I do it? I was like, wow. So and I said, okay. And during that period, I have started having, I have an office somewhere around Ali Avenue that I host seminar. So, and I said, okay, that is interested, I will come. And I came during COVID-19 with some of his colleagues are doctors. And I am standing there. This thing is so emotional. Anytime I remember, I just knew that and I just tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. In the midst of the doctors and some, you know, all those doctors, after this, that they've done so many specialists as well, and now teach them how to trade. It's like I am not their teacher. I'm like, and I look like, come on, these doctors, this is what I can do. And I am, teaching them in another field. I'm like, anytime I remember, I'm like, I get so emotional. Like,
I feel you.
Fast forward to last year. We had this seminar. That same lecturer that came around, he couldn't remember. So I just went to that meeting. Not a state. It was like, he didn't need to. So I was just like, no. So that was how it is. But sometimes parents don't understand that. Parents need to check their kids very, very well. My parents never knew my field. You understand? They never knew what I was good at. But they were thinking, maybe I'm not good in doctor, I'm not good. No. Sometimes it doesn't work like that. Sometimes you allow your kids to grow into it. Allow your kid to grow into what they love doing, his passion.
So find their path.
I just, I just wish nowadays parents can just study their kids very, very well before enforcing what they do. That's my story.
Thank you so much for sharing this inspirational story. I really do appreciate the courage that you have to share this on the radio. That was a great risk, dropping out of school, and you're lying to them. Ah, no, I can't even picture myself doing that. Like, the fear of my dad will not even let me think of that. Imagine him catching me. What do I say? Oh, well. Thanks for sharing. Time check. It's 18 minutes gone past one. I feel Mr. Darlington's pain over the sad loss of his dog. I once lost a dog that was dear to me during my early teens, and the pain was so unbearable to me that I cried for a week and I lacked appetite for food all through the week, like I was mourning a human. And the sad thing was, I watched the dog being murdered on cold blood by some barbaric humans living in my neighborhood who bought the dog from my uncle at the time, as my uncle was the legal owner of the dog. Oh, wow. Okay. Where is the continuation of the text? Okay. As my uncle was the legal owner of the dog, but careless about its well-being, which my father was responsible for, till one afternoon that my crazy uncle went broke and sold the dog just to fetch himself money to buy cannabis. The death of that dog made me almost... Okay, this is pigeon. The death of that dog made me almost the hate dog eaters, though I dislike them with passion. I'm not saying Oluwa Darlington should fault his wife, as his comment on radio sounds as if he's placing his dog over his wife. Stuff happened, bro Darlington, but it is what it is, and it wasn't your wife's intention to let your dog die. Like you stated on air, due to the nature of her job. So, move on with your wife, bro. As for the topic on ground, stay tuned for my next message. Elvin Crack, type in once again. Okay. Elvin, thank you so much for reaching out. 99.3 Nigerian for 20 minutes gone past one. And it is a feel-good Friday where we play just Niger songs, and we play loads of it actually. But we've been talking, and somehow I think I got carried away with all the stories you've been sharing. So let's take a pause. Listen to Stand Strong, a song by Davido. We'll be right back. My darling, you know the sound. Yes, let's get to the dark room. So before now, we're talking about the things that you wanted to do, things you wanted to be during childhood, and the things that you are now. Quite impressive, I must say. Thank you so much for sharing. I shared mine as well. So yes, I mean, sometimes we just have to go back in time. It's not all the time we talk about, oh, the way forward. Sometimes I think it's just cool that we visit our past and then think of those things and smile. All right? Those of you that are holding, those of you that are able to participate, to the ones whose calls I didn't pick, I am so sorry. My sincere apologies. But now we're in the dark room. I promise. No, I don't promise. I'll try my best to take all calls. Yeah. Here in the dark room, we keep it 100. It's all about sex. So I ask you questions about you. All you have to do is keep it 100. Be real. Pick a question from 1 to 10. And I'll ask you. And we get talking. Tonight, it's not just you. So yeah, you have the opportunity to ask me anything as well. What's that one thing you've been meaning to ask Adele Blessing? I've been nice to you. I've been honest. So what else do you want to know about me? Anyway, if you have questions that you want to ask, oh well, have at it. But please, keep it 100. This is the dark room. So turn off the lights in your room. Get a bottle of anything that's gonna put you in the mood, and let's do this. Where are my darlings? We have questions from 1 to 10. Just hit the studio line 0700 0700-993-993-993. And the female line is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. That simple. You answer yours and then you ask me. So you go first and then we do this. I don't know. Okay, I promise to be honest. 0700-993-993-993. Who's gonna be our first caller tonight? Hello?
I'm the first one.
You're the first, Abby.
That's me.
Amazing.
Again, I've been a long time, so I'll be the first this time.
Uh-huh. Welcome. You're
but,
in the dark.
But I guess you know who's talking.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. All right. For all of up there, there's the famous DJ Constant.
Mm-hmm.
Ada, hey, let me go somewhere in the middle. Give me
somewhere in the what?
In the middle, right in that middle.
I'm not aware. Okay. I should
number
give you number
seven.
What?
Number 7.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Ooh. If you could have sex with any celebrity, who would it be? And what do you think it would be like?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Why, please? Why Nicki?
I like her voice. I like her raps. And I know when we're in the mood, for every time we roll and grow and fall, she will start to rap.
Wait, don't make me laugh. So Nicki doesn't have a life. All she does is to sing and rap. So even during sex, you think my dad will be rapping?
Mm.
Ah,
well, should that tell me the famous DJ, take it like this, take it like that, and make it like this, and make it like that? That's rap.
Nicki must hear this. Nicki must hear this. I'll pose with Antaga. Okay.
I'll tell you.
No problems. Nicki Minaj, Abby. It's just the voice.
Yeah,
you're not saying anything about her body. Are you sure?
In fact, when I sit down alone, I catch that song by Davido, and I fight to get that rap, that lyrics on her.
Okay, Holy Ground?
Yeah.
I'll play for you.
That's the only time I enjoy her voice. Her own song, no, but that particular song, I was not a fan before, but that song made me a fan.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've always been a fan of Nicki Minaj. Okay, not always. I was at a point.
Yeah.
And somehow it changed. Not a fan, not a hater, just indifferent. I listen to a song like, okay, cool. I think I'm more of a Cardi B fan right now.
Now my question to you.
I thought you were going to forget. Okay, go ahead.
It's not that great.
You said it's not that great. Okay.
If Nigeria Info is going to ask you, Ada, and Ada, you got to be real, that is a must. You find one person to have a relationship with. I mean, to team up as a lover. Or else we'll reduce your salary.
One person from the chat station.
Not chat station. From Sheriff to, let me pass on the love, but they are married. To the rest of the football team guys, because they're where all the guys are.
No, wow. This is tough. Okay. See, I'm actually thinking, like, I love everybody, yeah? This is a very tough one. One person, right?
One.
Okay, I think I don't know him before. I've not seen him before. But yeah, I like his vibe. I think it's going to be great.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Thank you. I didn't see that coming. That was tough. Trust me. Please, I am still your original girlfriend. I still love everyone, but I mean, it was hard. I had to pick one. It's not that deep. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Mr. Jeff.
I ask you to welcome.
From where now?
Is it that school now? Is our house? Our bedroom? Welcome to
I feel you.
Ada, let me pick Oluwa Chukwudi number 4.
Number 4. Okay. Jeff?
I'm with you.
Is there an erotic movie scene that turns you on to watch?
Legend of the Speaker.
I don't think I've seen that film. But does it have like sex scenes?
Not really.
I'm asking you of erotic, something that puts you in the mood.
Oh, there's a sex scene in that film.
Oh, really?
Like, one sex scene.
One?
One.
So when you see it, it puts you in the mood?
Like.
Straight up.
The love language.
Yeah. Mm.
I just, at that young age, and yes, to me, so the lady was just, exposing his front side, his story, like, and the guy was this, and he was just hearing, and the other just tell him that, do not. I forget what the other said, but that thing just.
So it puts you in the mood, right?
Wow.
I thought you were going to call Insecure. So I started watching Insecure yesterday, and trust me, if you're single, you should not see that film. I'm just saying, but. Hey! I started it yesterday, and I think I'm going to complete it before tomorrow. Today's Friday. Yeah,
before tomorrow. I'll try to watch it because you recommended it.
Yeah, you should. Like, because it's amazing. So, for me, Insecure does it. I can't even lie. That film, oh no.
I'll try to watch it. On all the right. Long run, mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll watch it.
Okay. So, Mr. Jeff, do you want to ask me anything? Listen.
I want to ask you a question. I want to put you on the spot right now.
Please don't be as tough as DJ Constance.
No.
Okay.
Ada,
bring it on. Yeah.
Let me ask you a simple question.
Okay. Simple,
in
right?
In your journey of relationships, what is that one thing that the opposite gender has said to you and make you end the relationship?
What he said to me that made me put an end to the relationship. Well, I think it's going to be my first boyfriend when he hit me up to say, oh, my ex is back, we've reconciled, I'm sorry. Yeah, those were his words, and that was how we ended.
Just
really? Yeah, those were his words, but trust me, not just.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Come on. I say these things now and I laugh about it. We're friends. He called me last night. I mean, we've been chatting. We're cool.
Wow.
We're at a good place, yeah.
It's nice now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Merciful on the line.
Merciful, where have you been?
I'm fine. Long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay,
how
Merciful.
You doing?
I am good. I can't complain.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear your voice, anyway.
I am glad talking to you too. Okay, merciful.
Can I choose a number?
Yes, you can.
Number eight.
Have you ever fantasized about someone else while having sex? Have you ever fantasized about someone else while having sex?
Have you ever fantasized?
Yeah, like have you ever been with someone you're having sex with? Let's say you're having sex with Dada, and you're thinking of Blessing. You're like, oh, I wish this was Blessing. I wish I was knacking Blessing now, but you're having sex with a different person.
Yes, I'm going to.
Really? Tell us about it. What happened? What was running through your mind?
There was a lady lad that was one of my ex like that for me. The way we really have sex together, in fact, is probably so amazing. But there was a day I was having sex with another lead. So I was just thinking that she's that like that for me. Because there's two things that for me normally do that I expected it not when it comes to women. First one, it's when she's giving me blowjob.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I am.
So when she's giving me blowjob, when I release in her mouth, she will not remove it at all. She will swallow everything and will say the name like that.
Wow.
She will still continue doing it. So this other lady I met that day was not doing such thing like that. So I was thinking about her.
Aww.
Then secondly, again, when we are having sex, the way she screams, the way she holds me when she screams, when she wants to release.
Okay.
It's totally different from other ladies when I saw her. I was thinking maybe I was with her.
Wow. So did you tell the new girl?
No.
Why?
I just hold it.
How do you expect her to learn? Are you people still together?
No.
Okay.
We are not. No. That's why I didn't bother telling her again. I know that we are not more together.
Wait.
That's what I don't know.
Was that a contributing factor to why you people did not work?
No. We still continue. Other things come out that cause a breakup. Not that.
All right then.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you want to ask me anything? Please say no.
Okay.
Okay. I am waiting.
Okay. Since when we have been in the radio station like this, and when we have been asking a question, have you ever had a dream before having sex at that particular moment? Or have you ever, maybe your body move or you release when you are on that radio station?
When you mean dream, like fantasy, yeah? Imagination. Because I can't sleep and dream while working. Okay. I think once, if I'm going to be honest, once...
Can you tell us about it?
Wow. Okay. You want to be on the phone or you want to hang up and listen?
I'll be there.
Okay. So, I think that was sometime last year, early part of last year.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was a show or what we're talking about. I think it was just my body system at the time. But coincidentally, it was on a Thursday or Friday that I was feeling that way. So after the show, or during the show, I was like, oh, I can't wait for this show to end. Like, I just want to get home and be properly handled by somebody's son and be exhausted for the weekend. So I was having the show, but I was looking at the time. I was like, 2 o'clock, come, let me go. So that has happened. I am human. So
yeah.
That happened. So I was already having mental picture of what to go do to somebody's son at home. Once.
But did it really happen later? Did you really see somebody after you close?
That's another question. This is the second. I said one. Anyway, somebody's son was around, so I went home.
Okay. So that's good. I know that you're a woman. I know you feel like that. Someone,
of course.
I know there's no way you're not going to be. Do you know that there are sometimes a radio station that has me to have got honey?
For real?
Even though when you are talking about this, your sensual things, I've got honey before like that.
Wow, really?
Even though that the friend I even went to go and masturbate that night as I was alone.
Are you serious? What was I talking about?
You know, you're talking about, okay, the last time you talk about sexual something about
sex positions.
Do you remember?
Sex positions?
Yeah, different types of sex positions.
Yeah.
I remember. You know, I come in that program also. But at the moment of that program, as you're going, I now, you know, my penis got up.
For real?
So I was not feeling the way you're talking the radio. I was feeling whether somebody's with me. So I need to masturbate then. I can't hold it again.
Oh, wow.
So it happened. That's why I really asked you that question. I know you're a woman. You'll feel it one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. Let me give another people a chance.
Definitely. Thanks for being honest. Bye. Okay. Tonight, you guys, when I plan me come, deep hello. Questions. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Is this Moyo?
Yeah.
Oh, sexy Moyo.
Mm.
Moyo, my darling. Welcome.
I don't bless them.
What happened?
Nothing.
What?
I don't give you no sweet. Let me just try. Just give you no man. Just give me.
Okay.
What number? Is there a number available?
Just speak. I'll let you know if it's free.
Which number?
Number 748. Those ones are not free. So pick another.
About one.
One, you have it. Okay, Moyo. Are you ready?
Okay.
What color of... It's not even that serious, Safe. I'm not even happy that you picked number one. Well, how we go do? Free and fair election. Okay, what color of underwear are you putting on right now?
No. My pajamas.
No, they wear pants.
I'm on my pajamas now. All the way pants is nice. Now I'm picking myself. Huh?
Pajamas.
Yes.
But we cannot let you go now. Tell us, what's your favorite color?
It's pink.
Pink?
My favorite color, yes.
You wear pink pants.
And white. Yes?
You wear pink pants.
White, not only pink now, but most of
I know, of course, you're going to mix them up, but so like this, you have pink pants.
I have many colors.
What?
Hello?
I am with you.
Hello? I don't even wear pink pants.
You don't do what?
I don't wear pink pants. I used to know, I normally wear G-string pants.
Oh, G-strings. How do you guys cope? I am sorry. I'm a lady, I'm skinny, but... I mean, I have to ask this. How do you people cope? Because I feel like if it's in between, it's going to be uncomfortable.
I know. I'm
don't
very,
you?
I'm very
comfortable. Very cool.
Yes.
So, are you trying to tell me that you haven't been out in public and you just feel like, okay, let me look left and right to just bring it out?
No. Even when I'm seeing my closet, I normally wear. So,
you use G-string when you're on your period?
Yes.
How?
I have less, don't worry.
No, I am worried though. Moyo, we are here to learn. Answer. Tell me, how? Do you use tampon?
No. See, what I normally do is that if I want to see my pad, I just put it under my on my pad, as in my pad first, and just type it. And then I don't wear big pants. I don't like big pants. I didn't get that. I don't know. But all my life is just, I love just pants.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, y'all need to teach me though. The day I tried it, I was in school. I ran home to change. I was like,
No, the reason why is this.
No.
You're not used to it, that's why.
I don't even want to get used to it. Like, I don't want to be in public and I'm looking if people are staring and I bend to remove something in between my
body. No. I've asked my mom to put something before.
Oh, deal.
Yeah.
It's okay. Maya, do you want to ask me anything? Say no.
I don't want to ask you seriously.
I'm very new. I know.
I'm very calm.
You are amazing.
I thought it was big, I should not be angry for what I said to you.
It's fine. It's no. Trust me. Benga is not like that. He's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. What's your name?
My name is Solomon.
Solomon? Where is Solomon coming from?
What do you say?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, welcome, Solomon.
Yes, ma.
Solomon, you're in the dark room. Pick a number.
I'm picking as I'm picking number 6.
Number 6, do we have that? Yes, we do. What's the most amount of times you've had sex in a single day?
I probably didn't hear that. What did you say?
What is the most amount of times you've had sex in a single day?
Lord of Jesus.
Why are you calling him? Now he's late. He's sleeping.
Honestly, I can't remember many times.
You can't remember?
Yes. It happens most times. Not most times like that. Maybe mostly twice in a week. And whenever I lose count because I like until I'm breathing. As long as I'm still breathing, I'm good to go.
Wait. So in a single day, you can go for so long that you don't remember the number of times?
Yes, I'm a workaholic. So sometimes in a week, I take a day off. Like, okay, I want to rest.
Oh, wow.
And I set like 12 to 14 hours, just me and someone, just on a go. After the first round, couple of minutes rest, mostly 15 minutes, then pick up again.
Amazing.
Because there was a time, was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, go on.
2 weeks ago, and we went on like that. She came 7 o'clock, and thank God it was raining, it was cool, and everything was perfect. So once we started in the morning, I didn't even allow her to drop her bag, it was straight. From then, it 8 p.m. before I let her go. I was not walking straight. I was just I'm dizzy. She was like holding like, who sent you a message now? Eh? Who sent you a message? That is it.
For real?
Yes.
Okay. Not for that question. Do you want to ask me anything?
Yes. Yes.
Solomon.
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. What is the craziest sexual moment you've had with someone? And explain in details. In detail for the old listeners. That's my question. I have to. I'm listening.
All right, bye. He said explain in detail. Was crazy. Okay. It was in Delta. So I was with this crazy guy that, I mean, we were just exploring and trying different things. So that evening, he came around and he wanted to. So I said, nah, I don't feel like it at home. I had neighbors. I think I was on the second floor. So outside of the balcony, this was, I think, around 7, 8 p.m. Outside, there was no light, but some floods, they had their generator on. You know the generator sound, yeah. So we're there at the balcony. It was more like, you know, we're stealing. You know, when you are conscious of your environment, you know what you're doing, you're having fun, yet you're looking if neighbors actually see. So yeah, that was it. And later on, it just brought this childish memory, like, okay, we just did things meant for adults, but in a childish manner, like we're stealing it. Yeah, that craziest, I would say. I've explained. So yes, let me be. Thank you very much. We have just 2 more minutes. I feel like taking more calls, but I promised DJ Constance that I was going to play him this song, Holy Ground, the video featuring Nicki Minaj. So yeah, thank you so much for being part of the show. Thanks for always listening to Nigeria Info. Ada Blessing is my name. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Ada Blessing, ADABLEZY, and on Twitter at Ada_Blessy. Follow us on Nigerian Info FM. Currently, you're listening to Holy Ground, a song by Davido featuring Nicki Minaj. After this, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts all about the Sunny Side and Morning Crossfire. Take care of yourself. It's weekend. Have fun, but be careful. Good night.